T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slats hits the road to find out who's barking in Berea on 98.5 NCX.
Hey, it's 7:10, and Barking in Berea is brought to you by WOW Internet. Add WOW whole home Wi-Fi to get super fast internet in every corner of your Cleveland home for as little as $9.99 per month. WOWWay.com. He went to school there, and today's the day in Nevada. Joel Batonio here. All right, any advice you got for those that are going to be storming Area 51?
I'm going to be interested to see how many people actually show up. I feel like it's almost forgotten about a little bit. But for the people going, bring protection, you know, protect yourself. First off, if they get in, what if there is aliens? What if they're not very friendly, you know? So there could be some dangers. Bring a helmet. You never know what's going to happen.
Like, who's going to save them or rescue them from going to, like, Mars or another planet?
Exactly. Like, if there are aliens and they are dangerous, and the U.S. government is protecting us from them, and they break in, who's going to protect them from that? We don't know. This could be a big day. You know, I'll probably forget about it, but who knows what could happen.
Now, 2 million plus say they're going to really do it. It's also a bombing range. I would just go just to watch that happen.
Yeah. I think, you know, people are like, oh, how are they going to stop 2 million of us? I think if the government at Area 51 truly wanted to stop people from raiding it, it could be done pretty easily.
If you weren't busy, Joel, would you join the Stormers?
No, it's probably 120 degrees out there. I'll pass and stay in my AC and watch it on TV.
So far, the arrest count is 7 people, 2 from Denmark, 1 from England, 3 from Russia, and 2 more are from Norway. No Americans so far.
What are they arrested for?
It's trespassing.
Oh, they've already been over there trying to look?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were doing a recon.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, I think it's going to end up being about 50 people that show up and they all get arrested. So, good luck.
Las Vegas sportsbooks are offering proposition bets on the Storm Area 51, like the over-under of those arrests is going to be 8.5 people. How many will attend? The over-under on that is 10,500. So far, it looks like TV reporters outnumber, well, people from like a 1,000-to-1 margin. Barking in Berea is brought to you by WOW Internet. Add WOW Whole Home Wi-Fi to get super fast internet in every corner of your Cleveland home for as little as $9.99 per month. WOWWay.com. Hey, coming up at 8:10, he's never been to a clam bake, but boy, he can sure bring the beef because he can cook. We go Barking in Berea with Browns offensive lineman Eric Cush on that for you 1 hour from now at 8:10.
Slats hits the road to find out who's barking in Berea on 98.5 NCX.
Hey, timer now is 8:10, and Barking in Berea is brought to you by WOW Internet. Add WOW Whole Home Wi-Fi to get super fast internet in every corner of your Cleveland home for as little as $9.99 per month. WOWWay.com. Offensive lineman Eric Cush, who's from Western PA, and as you'll hear in just a bit, has never done a clam bake before.
Yeah, I grew up in Western PA, so a lot of the same people, same type of, you know, people, attitude, and you know, it's real, a lot of similarities.
Do you have clam bakes in Western PA?
We don't, not that I know of. It sounds delicious, though. What you described to me, it sounds pretty damn good, but not quite my style, I guess.
All right, clam bake season normally involves, Eric, like steak or chicken as the entree, clams, lobster, sweet potato, corn, New England chowder. That's that appealing to you?
Oh, heck yeah. I love clam chowder. I love clam chowder. I like fried clams. I love lobster. I love steak. I love food. But you know what? I got the gout. So
I
got the gout, man. It runs in my family. So I got to be careful with how much of that stuff I consume or I'm in a world of pain.
Like, what's the big fall grazing thing to have in Western PA, Eric?
Shoot, I'm not sure. Now, in a chance I get, I smoke in my Traeger pellet grill, man. I do a lot of ribs, a lot of briskets, a lot of pork butt shoulders.
All right, so it sounds like you could cook, dude.
Yeah, I smoke a lot. A lot of ribs. Ribs are probably my favorite thing to do because they're pretty easy. You can do them quicker, and you can time them up really well. It's easy to time up. So I do like to do a lot of pork baby back ribs. Some spare ribs the other day. I got to do them. I did a regular spare ribs.
Who taught you how to cook?
And I spent my early part of my career out in Kansas City, and that's what they do, man. So, you know, you take a little bit of stuff with you, and that's one of the things I took from Kansas City, and I always have with me is my smoker and my ability to smoke some meat.
Kansas City, where the cows are scared, but the fish live happily ever after in a stream. Barkin and Berea is brought to you by WOW Internet. Add WOW Whole Home Wi-Fi to get super fast internet in every corner of your Cleveland home. Excuse me, for as little as $9.99 per month, wowway.com. Now into this here game. Hello, world! It's our third nationwide broadcast in a row. Three times the charm. Well, the first was that Tennessee game where we lose by 30. Second was this past Monday night against, woohoo, we beat the Jets by 20 and a backup quarterback and theirs. Now, how do you feel about us beating the defending NFC champs? Well, through week two of the 2019 regular season, LA Rams head coach Sean McVay is 8-0 in regular season games going against AFC opponents. So how warm and fuzzy and woof woof do you feel about him going 8-1? Vegas has a 3-point underdog. The over-under, Vegas sees a high-scoring game at 50.5. Not to be half-empty, but I'm afraid 30-33 of those 50.5 is going to be put up by our guests. Rams at Browns on Sunday Night Football. Coverage on NCX starts at 5 p.m. on your rock out to kickoff. No David Njoku, and now no Christian Kirksey, who might need surgery on his chest. Jimmy and Doug up in the booth at 8:10, kickoff at 8:20. Nathan Zagura is going to be wearing half Browns, half Tribe wear on the sideline, since what were they thinking? ESPN demanded that the Indians move their game against the Phillies on Sunday night at the Jake from 1:10 to 6:30 p.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.